The alarm clock's going off right now in just a couple of seconds, so y'all need to get ready to wake up. We're here this morning to worship the Lord. Come into His presence. And you know, I thought of something this morning. When you and the Lord have your quiet time, who's usually there? And is it just you and Him? We have our quiet times with Him, and that's when we fellowship with Him. Well, of all of us that are here today, while we're here together in this room, have a quiet time together with the Lord, and then we multiply it by the number of us that's here, His presence should be awesome in this place. Because He's the reason you're here this morning. At least I hope that's the reason you're here. You're not here for me. You're not here for who usually sits in the seat next to you that may not be here this morning. Or the one that does this or that and hadn't showed up. But we come into the presence of God. And we spend our time in His presence. And then when we do that, He blesses us with things that we can't even comprehend. I want to see if you recognize this scripture. You don't have to jump up and say, yeah, I recognize it, but just think to yourself. See when you recognize it. So here is what I want you to do. God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for Him. Did you catch that? Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for Him. See, we're always wanting to do something, to hand it to God and say, God, that'll do a good job. Just believing in Him, it says, is a good job. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what He wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you, developing well-formed maturity in you. I'm speaking to you out of deep gratitude for all that God has given me. And especially as I have responsibilities in relation to you. Living then, as every one of you does, in pure grace. It's important that you not misinterpret yourselves as people who are bringing this goodness to God. Now think about that. Don't we get caught in that? We're trying to bring our goodness to God, rather than really realizing our responsibility is to receive His goodness from Him. No, God brings it all to you. The only accurate way to understand ourselves is by what God is and by what He does for us, not by what we are and what we do for Him. You don't have to do things to get God to love you. When you realize how much He loves you, it'll change your life, and those good things that you've been trying so hard to do, just believe who you are. Just believe what God's made you. What that relationship with Jesus Christ has brought about in your life, and let it shine those around you. Would you stand with me? as we're going to open with prayer, and then we're going to worship and praise the Lord. And I want you to completely expect His divine presence to flow through this place this morning and to meet you where you are and to touch everything you need touched and to give you everything you need to receive. Heavenly Father, this is our time with you. This is our coming together. The not forsaking ourselves, assembling together. But coming before you, Lord God. And Lord, the awesome thing is, those of us that are your children, you came with us this morning. Like a father comes with his children, you came with us when we came this morning. And now, Lord God, we gather together in your presence to let your spirit flow to us, to touch us and to meet us, Lord God, wherever it is that we need you in our lives at this particular time. And I thank you, Lord God, that when we leave here later on, you don't just stay here and wait for us to come back the next service. You go with us. And you watch after us. You care for us. And most of all, you love us. So Lord God, we give that love back to you today. Thank you for Jesus. And it's in his name I pray. Amen.
Welcome, Holy Spirit. We are in your presence. Fill us with your power. Live inside of me.
Welcome, Holy Spirit. Come on, church.
Welcome, Holy Spirit. We are in your presence. Fill us with your power. Live inside of me.
Cause you're the living water. You're the living waters, never drying fountain, comforter and counselor, take complete control.
Counselor and counselor,
Magnify you, Lord. You know, the Lord showed me this morning that, you know, what the enemy would like to do is he knows we're good ground. And when Jesus told about sowing the word, he talked about the different kind of word he would sow it on. And some was bad, you know, it was choke at the weeds, you know, all that kind of stuff. But the thing that affects us is that even though we're good ground, distractions try to come in. And, you know, the distractions would try to take away my worship this morning. But you can't let that happen, because he alone is worthy of our praise and our worship. And that's why we gather together, for his strength. Amen. Glory to God. Everywhere you're hurting this morning, you know, it just could be that your memories are hurting, your emotions, or even in your body. The promise in God's word is that he will heal you, he will deliver you, and he will set you free. And Jesus
everywhere you hurt, he can free you. So lift your voice in praise, 'cause Jesus can heal you everywhere you hurt. And Jesus, come on, can heal you everywhere you hurt. He can free you. So Jesus can heal you everywhere you hurt. Everywhere. Everywhere you hurt. So lift your voice in praise, 'cause Jesus
Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. We worship.
There's a place where mercy reigns. deep and wide, where all the love I've ever found comes like a flood, comes flowing down at the cross, at the cross I surrender.
On a hill far away. At the cross, I surrender my life. washed white, I owe all to you. I owe all to you,
Jesus.
You know this next song, I know it may be another new one to you, but it's a thing we did last Sunday, and you've heard it, I'm sure. It's called Reckless Love. You know, and the thing that I picture in my mind is it doesn't matter what I'm going through, Jesus is going to fight to get through for me. And you got to get that picture that his love will pursue you. And his love has everything you need. So it doesn't matter what you're surrounded with this morning. I don't care the problems, the pain, whatever it is. You've got to see Jesus saying, here I come. I just picture that in my head. I just hear Jesus say, I'm on my way, Laverne. I'm on my way. I got this covered. And you got to see that this morning.
For I spoke a word, you were singing over me. And you have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. And you have been so, so kind to me.
And all the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. And all it chases couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it, still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God.
Your foe, still your love fought for me. You have been so, so good to me. When I felt no worth, you paid it all. You have been so, so kind to me.
And all the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Though it chases me down, fights till I'm found. He's a 99. I couldn't earn. Don't deserve it. Still, you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God.
Shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me.
Come on, church.
There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. No wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down.
Praise and worship team. Classes can be dismissed. Youth meets today, right? And preschool and children. And we want to turn the word over to Pastor Jerry's ministering today.